Bill Clinton, Trump will be stacking sandbags to stay in the White House after losing to Biden. By Hannah Blow on September 3, 2020. Former President Bill Clinton mocked President Donald Trump over what he anticipates will be his defeat in November, telling American Urban Radio Washington Bureau Chief April Ryan this week that Trump will be stacking sandbags to stay in the White House. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton participated in an interview with American Urban Radio's April Ryan, which she posted to social media on Wednesday. Hillary told Ryan that Trump and his allies will cheat and sneak in this election, prompting Ryan to imagine the scenario of Trump refusing to leave the White House. Inauguration Day could feature a split screen showing Democrat 2020 nominee Joe Biden at the inauguration and the military going in to pull Trump out of the White House, Ryan imagined. "I was just thinking he probably won't even come to Biden's inauguration," Bill chimed in. "He'll be stacking sandbags in front of the White House." "He won't."
Right, Ryan exclaimed.
The Clintons spoke negatively of the president throughout the interview and tried to make a pitch to the good people who are torn on the other side. "I think we can honestly say to a lot of the good people who are torn on the other side, say, look, the biggest difference in Donald Trump and Biden or Hillary and me, anybody, is that we look at you, even if we disagree with you. We want to welcome you to be part of our America," the former president said. "He, Trump, needs you, us, to be unwelcome, to not be part of his America. Because he can't live without somebody to badmouth," he continued. "Because then he'd have to get up every morning and decide to go to work and figure out what to do. And that's boring," he added, prompting a laugh from Hillary. "I think Michelle Obama did a great job just basically saying he doesn't know how to be president," Hillary said. "All he knows how to do is be a reality TV star, and that's what he's going to continue to do. And that's why we're going to have to convince everybody, April, to turn out and vote as though their lives and livelihoods depend on it, because they do," she added. "They truly do." Both Clintons concluded that defeating Trump is the only answer because Trump is a clear and present danger to our freedoms, our liberties, and our unity, Hillary said.